I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. You probably already know that the University of Kentucky has a Level 1 trauma center with a busy emergency department, operating rooms, and follow-up care for patients. What you may not know is that a new orthopedic trauma research team has been formed specifically to handle the long-term follow-up and care of patients. We'll talk to the team leader this week on Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine. Dr. Paul Matuszewski is Assistant Professor of Orthopedic Traumatology in the Department of Orthopedic Surgery and Sports Medicine at UK Healthcare. He recently sat down with Dr. Greg to talk about how the trauma research team helps patients with what can sometimes be a long healing process.
Well, the trauma research is born from the Orthopedic Trauma Service, which is a unique service in that we're a level one trauma center and we're a regional trauma center. So we service patients that come from hours and hours away that are flown in and ambulanced in. So they have a variety of conditions, which means there are a lot of things that we can improve upon on a daily basis, from their initial management to the long-term care of these patients. Because when we see them, after they are initially stabilized, we wind up working with these patients for a long time, a year, 2 years. And these are life-changing events. Some are permanent, some are less permanent, but the research that we do is gauged at helping these patients in a multifaceted way. Mm-hmm. So on the psychosocial level, with helping them with dealing with their trauma, helping them cope with their trauma, and helping them manage the new challenges that they face, as well as actually improving the individual procedures and the way that we deliver care to these patients. Mm-hmm.
So looking at the whole patient, instead of just perhaps fixing a particular lesion, setting a bone fracture, resuscitating somebody who's lost blood, you're looking at the long term for these patients.
Absolutely. And one of the big hot topics now is pain control because of the opioid epidemic. So we have an ongoing trial now looking at pain control after ankle fractures and trying to limit the amount of narcotics that these patients receive. So it's all sorts of avenues that we try to improve for these patients.
And you're seeing patients that run the gamut from, we're talking motor vehicle collisions, falls, firearms, just about anything that can cause injury to a human being, you all are going to see.
Absolutely. We see everything from grandma falling down and breaking her hip to the patient that is a police officer that's involved in a terrible motor vehicle collision and has every extremity of their body injured and mangled.
And is this type of trauma research from an orthopedic standpoint something that's unique to our university, or do you collaborate with other level one trauma centers, universities, to share data?
I think that there are a variety of institutions out there that are leaders in trauma, and especially in research. We collaborate with the majority of those institutions. But I think that one of the things that's really great about what's going on here at UK is there's really been a push to be involved in this and also develop our own research interests. And one of the highlights that we had recently was we had a strong presence at the Orthopedic Trauma Association's national meeting. Mm-hmm. So at that particular meeting, people from all over the world, from different nations and locally here in the United States, present their work. And there are a core group of institutions that present a good amount of that work, as well as a smattering from other places. We were one of the big presenters there. We had several abstracts that would be podium presentations and poster presentations that we presented, and that was a good accomplishment for us this year.
Absolutely. That sharing of data, finding out how other people do things, sort of cross-fertilization amongst practitioners. Mm-hmm. Is there anything you would want our listeners to know that we haven't touched on?
No, I think that we're here for you as an orthopedic trauma service, and we're really anxious to help you guys out, and that's on the global front as well as just on an individual basis. So if unfortunate circumstances happen and you're involved in a trauma, and just know that we're here for you. But if someone asks you about participating in the study, we'd love to have your help, because it not only helps you, but it helps many patients for years to come.
My thanks today to Dr. Paul Matuszewski, Assistant Professor of Orthopedic Traumatology at UK Healthcare, for talking about the Orthopedic Trauma Research Team. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time to cover important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org. And for information on becoming an underwriter, contact Gail Bennett at 257-7049.